This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's go back to the house that has the smoke alarm. When you hear that smoke alarm, you can do one of two things. You can either look for the fire and quickly extinguish it. You can call the fire department. You can get the fire extinguisher, right? Or you can be really clever and just take out the batteries. Now, if you take out the batteries from the smoke alarm, what have you done? Well, now it's quiet. You don't have to listen to the obnoxious noise, but your house is still burning down. What do I mean by this? I mean that when we experience pain in life, maybe it's depression, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's relationship problems that keep repeating themselves, maybe it's trust issues, debilitating trust issues. Maybe it's debilitating fear. When we experience these types of alarms in our life, many of us just want to take out the batteries. What does that look like? It looks like numbing. It looks like escapism. It looks like trying to hide from our pain rather than address it. It looks like trying to put a filter on it. You know, you're in a lot of pain, but you want the world to see that you're perfect. Your relationship is in a lot of distress, but you want the world to see that it's perfect. And so what you're really doing is you're taking the wounds that you have that are very real. And instead of going to the doctor, instead of addressing it, instead of healing it, you're just covering it up with a Band-Aid. And then you're making that Band-Aid really decorated. Maybe you're putting a bunch of filters on it, right? A lot of sparkles. But you still have the wound. And the wound is not being addressed. Now, when you do that, when you cover up a wound that hasn't been healed, hasn't been addressed, what happens? What happens is it might be covered up, but you will start to see symptoms because that wound will become infected. And when a wound becomes infected, you start seeing the person getting fever. You start seeing pus. It starts to become inflamed. Your body is screaming, there's a problem. I know you covered it up with a Band-Aid, but it didn't disappear. Are you with me? You will see in your life the same thing happening emotionally. That you have that wound maybe from years ago. Maybe it was from childhood. Maybe it's generational trauma passed on from generation to generation. By the way, you hear this term a lot right now, but what it basically means is that a child experiences some sort of trauma, right? Maybe it's child abuse. Maybe it's very unhealthy parenting. And then because of that trauma, it changes them. It makes them a certain kind of way because there's trauma that becomes trapped, unhealed, unaddressed, you know, it's ignored. It's like that wound. And that wound didn't disappear, it just became infected. And the fact that it's covered up doesn't make it go away. But then that person grows up. And now that person who had this unhealed wound now has children. Now has children, right? Gets married and moves on and has children. And now what they do is, because they never healed themselves, they pass on that trauma to their children. Why? Because of the way they treat their children. Because of the concepts they pass on to their children. Because of now the trauma they cause their children. And so on. And it continues. And it continues until what happens? Until someone stops and says, I'm going to heal this wound. And I'm not going to keep passing it on to my children. And that's how you stop generational trauma, is that you stop and you say, it ends with me, that I'm not gonna continue this unhealthy type of parenting and this unhealthy worldview. I'm not gonna pass it on to my kids like it was passed on to me. And that takes work and it takes courage, but it is absolutely essential.